We're learning Masech Neshamis Nafnam Bezim and Aleph. The sugya already starts early in Nafnam Aleph and Bez, actually from the Mishnah, where the Gemara is discussing what's the din, which shmiris are appropriate, which shmiris are mutter on Shamis for which animal. The Mishnah says that a camel goes out with an afser, with a halter, a naka with a chatam, with a nose bit. A naka is a wild white camel, and the chatam is the biggest shmira, a luvdikim, is a chamra luba, which is a higher quality donkey, with prumbia, and like the Rishonim point out, an ordinary chamar can't go out with the prumbia because, I mean, at least if you're holding the Tusi Yaseret, there's a problem because he asked the Shaila, chamar she isak of Roim could go out with the prumbia, and a sus could go out with a shear, which is actually a Shaila in the Rishonim. If a shear is a better shmir than an afser, that would mean that a gamel needs a leash shmir, and the sus needs more shmir, it needs a shear. Or fakert, a shear is less than an afser, and a gamel needs more shmir. But the Gemara brings a machlokes, what if you have a more shmir than you need? Let's say a gamel, which is good enough to have an afser, he goes out with a naka. What's it then? And kipshuta, it's a machlokes tanan, where the Gemara brings the machlokes to Tanakama and Chananya, that the Tanakama says a chaya can't go out with a seger, and Chananya says he could. And the Gemara says that's a nine by a chasul, a cat. A seger is a metal chain, that a cat doesn't need a metal chain, a rope is good enough. And the Tanakama says that's why he can't do it, because it's a netusi yaserta. And Chananya says it's still okay. And the Gemara brings the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, seemingly about the same topic, that the Mishnah later says that a para can't go out with a tzua ben karnel, with a leather strap between its horns. And Rav says even, not only l'noi, but even l'shamer it's aser. Ben l'noi, ben l'shamer it's aser. And Shmuel says, no, only l'noi it's aser, l'shamer it's mutter. And that's the sugya sa Gemara, that the Gemara comes out, l'chara machlekes Rav and Shmuel, a machlekes etanakam and Chananya. If a behema, certainly if he goes out with a shmir, which is p'chusa, that the Gemara seems to say is no good. But a shmir, which is yaserta, which is more than what you need, that's a machlokes. And Rav says that it's aser, and Shmuel says that it's mutter. That's seemingly the sugya sa Gemara. But there's a machlokes rishonim, how we paskin, and there are some rishonim that learn the sugya differently. Taisus brings down from Rabbeinu Chananel that we paskin like Rav, and we paskin the Terusi Yaserta is a masui. And he brings two rayas to paskin that way. One raya is because the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav that it says that if you tie the Parah Aduma with a rope, it doesn't passel the Parah Aduma. Now a cow doesn't need a rope, b'derech klal, and still it says, and the rope doesn't passel. That's the raya. And Terusi Yaserta, an extra shmira, is not a masli. It wouldn't be called that the parah is doing malacha. And the Gemara compares the malacha of a parah adum with malacha on Shabbos. So the Gemara has three answers. Abaye says, we're talking about you're traveling from one city to another city, and there a parah would need a rope. Rava says, parah adum is different. It's very expensive. An expensive animal, the normal thing is to use a rope. And Ravina says, we're talking about a parah which is meredes, a parah which is not listening, so it needs a rope. So all three Amiroim chose to zetz ayin the Mishnah with an akimta or a svara, why a parah aduma would not be considered a masui. So they seem to hold that the Terusi Yaserta is a masui. Rava, Bayin, Ravina, the Amiroim Masroi, and that's one raya to paskin like Rav. And the second raya is halacha karav v'yisuri. And that's what it says in the Rif and the Rosh. The Rambam paskins that way. Rav Yishayin paskin that way, that we paskin the Terusi Yaserta is a masli, like Rav, like the Tanakhama of Chananya, and that would stim Ravina, Rav, and Abaya. There is a Ravid, which the Rajba brings, some other Yishayin bring, there's a Ravid that says that no, he wants to paskin like Chananya, completely. Because that's what the Gemara is mashma, Shmuel said, Alka Chananya. And the Gemara brought that story. The Rabbi Rav Huna said, the Lach is like Chananya. And the fact that the Amiroim want to answer according to Rav is not a Raya that hold like Rav. They want to answer the Mishnah according to Rav. But Pashas, the Mishnah seems like Shmuel, and Melu we passing like Shmuel, but that's a Das Yachad and the Rishenim, that's a Shita Saravid. But then there's a third Shita, the Baal Amor, and the Ritva, Hanitvus Michadash, has a similar Shita. It's basically the same Cheshim, but a completely different Lamdas, like we'll explain. And the Baal Amor Shita is this two Dargis. There's two Dargis in the Terusi Yisertah. There's the Gamal Bechatam, which is an unusual Terusi Yisertah. It's so extra that no one really would do it. So of course, if you do a Gamal Bechatam, then it's a Terusi Yisertah. That certainly would be a Masri. But the Machlokes Tanakam and Chananya is talking about a Chaya and a Seger, a cat with a metal chain. That's not so unusual. It's normal. It's not what a cat needs. A rope is good enough, but it's normal to use a metal chain. Now, Terusi Yisertah, that's normal to do, that's the Machlokes Chananya and the Tanakama. And there, Shmuel passes like Chananya. And Zogta Baal Amor, Rav doesn't argue on that. Rav agrees that the Loch is like Chananya. That's the Psaka de Gemara, Halacha Chananya. Like the Ravid Red Ice, that's what's Mashun Askanas and Gemara. So what's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel by the Ritzua ben Karnei Para that Rav says that Bein Lanoi, Bein L'Shamer, it's Aser, and Shmuel says just Lanoi is Aser, L'Shamer, it's Mutter. The Machlokes is a Ritzua ben Karnei Para. What is that? Is a Ritzua ben Karnei Para similar to an Akav B'Chatam? It's something that really no one would do. It's not done. Nishtanam Allah Zach, that's a Rav holds. And Shmuel says, no, it's similar to a Chaya B'Seger. It's similar to a cat with a metal thing, which is Urchei. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And that's why we ask the Kash and Rav, particularly from a para with a rope, exactly the same case. And the Amiram answer, Libid the Rav. So there, the Baal Amor says, I would agree to the Rishayim. The Halach is like Rav, Halacha K'Rav V'Yisurei. The Amiram answer, Libid the Rav, Halach is like Rav. But that's only a local machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, if using a ritzua for a para, is that totally lav urche in the Terusi Yisertah and hamasi according to everyone? Well, no, that's similar to a chaya b'seger. It's a masi according to Chananya Smutta. So we pass in like Rav that can't be done. But other types in the Terusi Yisertah, which is urche, like a chaya b'seger, that we pass in like Chananya that it's mutter. That's the Baal Amor's pshat. And the Baal Amor says, that's really the teretz of Shmuel on Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, the machlifin lefnei chachamim, which teaches you that a gomel b'chatam is aser. That's what Shmuel said. And we're not accepting the dichli of the Gemara, that he only meant that a naka b'afser is no good. And Shmuel said, alaka chananya. So it stems, because a gomel b'chatam is action, is Terusi Yisertah, And a chaya b'seger like Chananya is an urchei dikin Terusi Yisertah, so maybe it stems. So the Rabban says that would be a good pshat if the Gemara would say that, but the Gemara clearly doesn't say it. The Rabban brings two places in the Gemara which is very clear not that way. The Rabban Muhammad, he's Ma'arich. First of all, he says the Gemara asked the Shaila, what's the din with the gamel b'chatam, and the Gemara started with this machlifun lefnei Rebbe. And the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi with the Dala Behemoth Yetzis B'Afsar, and which was inconclusive. And then the Gemara says, Ketanoi, clearly indicating that your Shaila of Gamal B'Chatam is telling the Machlokes Chananya and the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, clearly not like you. The Gemara says that that is the same Shaila. Palomar is Mechalik, that Gamal B'Chatam is a Masik, because it's not Urchei. And only by Chaya B'Seger we paskin like Chananya, because that's Urchei. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says Ketanoi. This Shaila we asked about Gamal B'Chatam is telling Machleik is Tanon. The Alder said the next Gemara, which the Gemara didn't know who said, if Rav who said Lenoi Aser Lenoi Bein L'Shamer is Aser. The Gemara didn't know if Rav said it or Shmuel said it. So more wanted to be a Raya that Shmuel said it. Because Shmuel said that the Machlifun Lefnei Chachamim and the Dalet Behem is Yetzis B'Afser, and isn't that the case of Gamal B'Chatam? That's a Raya that Shmuel holds that bein l'noi bein l'sham is aser. What's the raya? That's a case where it's not urche. So that's a masui. Mashege in the shayla of the ritzua of the karnei para, bein l'noi bein l'sham, that was a shayla for tzurche. That was the machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. Is that called urche? Is that called urche? That's what the Malamar is saying. That you can't ask a kasha. Shmuel could hold halacha kananya. And still it's possible to hold that bein l'noi bein l'sham is aser because the ritzua is not urche. So the whole Gemara is mavur, not like the Balamar's pshat. There's a effect the Ramban. And the Ramban says that it's not shveri asking a stira Shmuel and Shmuel. The Gemara answers the shayla. The Gemara first thought that Shmuel held because Shmuel brought in that discussion between Rebbe and Reb Shmuel and Reb Yossi. The Gemara thought the point of Shmuel was to say that a gamel b'chatam is aser. But the Gemara's maskan is no. Shmuel doesn't hold that way. And the main point of that discussion was just to say that a naka ba'afser is a problem. But a gamel b'chatam is not a problem according to Shmuel. That's the maskanas ha'gemara. That's the Ramban Stein on the Balamar. So the Chedushi Aran defends the Balamar. The Ran on the Rif says in the Chedushim I explained it. And we have the Chedushi Aran. It was printed. It's the old Chedushi Ritva. That's really the Chedushi Aran. And he defends it. And he says like this. That Shmuel understood the question, the machloikis between the Deshak of Atayim, mean that Machlifun Lifnei Rebbe Shel Zuba Zumau. And Shmuel said no. Shmuel said that it can't be that we're talking about a Naka Ba'afsar. That's certainly, everyone agrees, it's a Masay Slamin to Rebbe. So the whole Shaila was a Gamal B'chatam, and if that was the Shaila, so Shmuel B'Reb Yesi, which said, Dalad Behemis Yetzis Ba'afsar, clearly he's trying to say that only an afsar, and they can't use a chatam. That clearly would be the pshat. But the Gemara tried to be matcha Shmuel and say, no, maybe the shaila was if a naka could go out with an afsar. And that was his pshitas. And really, only the pshitas was only a naka can't go out with an afsar, but really a gamel could go out with a chatam. That was like a dichay on Shmuel. Shmuel was bringing in the conversation to prove that a gomel can't go out with a chatam. Because that was clearly the whole shaila. The shaila wasn't if a naka could go out with an afsar, that for sure not. And so al-karchach, when Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi said that my father said, Dal b'hemis yitzis b'afsar, as a pshitas to the question, clearly the pshitas was that a gomel can't go out with a chatam. On that the Gemara was deicha, no. Maybe their shaila gufa was if a naka could go out with an afsar. And the pshitas was just that a naka can't go out with an afsar because it's less. And memela, you have no raya that a terusa yiserta is a masay. So the Gemara says ketanai, meaning I have clearly one tana holds the terusa yiserta is a masay. The tana is a tanakama. Tanakama that says ein chayetzis b'seger clearly holds the terusa yiserta is a masay. Chananya. That depends. Could be he holds that a Tusi Yisert is never a Masli, but you could also say that's only when it's Urche. That's all the Gemara means. And the same thing the next Gemara, Rav Yosef didn't make a chiluk. Rav Yosef thought that if Shmuel says that a Gamel can't go out with the Chatam, Shmuel's bringing that in. So al-karchach he has to hold that bein l'noi bein l'sham is aser by a par. But the Gemara says, no. I have another memory of Shmuel Loka Chananya. So obviously, he could hold bein l'noi bein l'sham is mutter. So now we don't know anymore. Because since he holds Loka Chananya, so there's a chil between urchei and lav urchei. That's the cheshbon asugi yizak deran. Fits very good. But al-kopanim, we have three shittas. We have the shita of the Rambam and the Rif, and Taisus and the Rosh, and the Ikav Psak Halacha, that any Terusa Yiserta is Aser. We paskin, there's no chilah between Urche and Lav Urche. Because we paskin like Rav, and it's one shaila. The Terusa Yiserta is one shaila. It applies to a Gamal Bechatam, it applies to a Chasul with a Seger, it applies to a par with the Ritzur Shebein Karnel, L'Shamer. It's one shayla, and we pass in that it's Masli. And the Shita of the Ravid also is one child, but we paskin it's not a Masi. And we have the Balamor Shita, which says that we paskin like Hananya, that it's not a Masi, but only when it's Urche. When it's Lav Urche, like Agamul Bechatam, then it's a Masi. When it's Urche, it's okay. And the Machloek is Rav and Shmuel is if the Ritzua Sheben Karne Par is called Urche or not. And now we paskin like Rav. Now there's a fourth pshat in the Ridva, Hanitvis Michadash, when he brings it from Abenu Baruch Bal Sefer Truma, which is a little bit similar to the Baal Amar, but a completely different lamdas. He also goes with this hanacha that both Rav and Shmuel paskin like Hananya. And Rav and Shmuel are arguing a libid de Hananya if that would apply to a Ritzua between the Kayane Par. But he doesn't make a chiluk between Urche and Lav Urche. That's not his vart. He makes a completely different chiluk. A chayah glata chiluk. She says that the terusi aserta is only not a problem when the animal needs shmira. So it needs epis shmira. Now you have an terusi aserta, fine. But you need something. Even let's say a gamel bechato. So you could have had an afsar, and it would have worked just as good with the afsar. But now that you have a chatam is serving the same purpose. It's watching, it's guarding your animal. So that's not a masli. This is doing the job. You could have used something less than this. Okay, you use this, but it's doing the job. Now, she'enkein, when you use a ritsua for a para doesn't need any shmira. So a para, you don't need anything. And now you're having this ritsua, it's extra, because I don't need it. Here, you can't say I don't need the chatam. Now that I don't have an afsar, I do need a chatam. I need something. An afsar would have been good enough, but a chatam is also good enough. It's not like I don't need it. I do need it. I need it, and it's doing the job. I could have done less. So what? What's the difference? So I could have had something less. So I have something more. My nefkimina. Why is it more of a masli just because it's doing a better job than the shmira? Even an unnecessary job, but I need, what's the difference if I use an afsar or a chatam? Masha'en kain, when I use a ritzua for a para doesn't need anything. And now I'm using a ritzua, so the ritzua is a masui. It's totally extra. You see, there's actually a machloikis. Taisus says, that lafi, what Taisus passing like Rav, like we said, that you can't put on both an afsar and a resen. You can't put on both, he says, a sus, you could use an afsar, you could use a resin. You could use a resin would be like a shear. You could use either one. It's mafurish, it says a dalad behemoth yezis v'afsar is a sus, and the mission says a sus could be a shear, so you can use either one. He says, but you can't use both. If you use both, then it's asur. So but Taisus is mashma, and the Rosh also says the same thing. They're both mashma, that's only because we pass ganale chananya. We paskin and terusi yiserta is a masui. So since it's good enough with one, and you're doing both, that's a terusi yiserta. But the Marinchai says that even according to Hananya it's aser. And the svar is that same svar was saying over from the Ridva. He says it from the same Rishon. The Ridva is saying it from Beinu Baruch Bal Sefer Chuma and the Marinchai also. That the pshat is, and that's how the Ridva is saying he's learning the Machalik is Rav and Shmuel. But the pshat is, once the resin is good enough, so the afsar is completely redundant. The afsar is completely unnecessary. That's also according to everyone. So this is another mahalach, how we could paskin like Hananya and Terusi Yiserta is mutter, and we could still paskin like Rav, that Bein Lanoi Bein Lashamer is aser, because when you need some shmira, so what's the difference if you did a Terusi Yiserta? You needed a shmira, this is a shmira, it's doing the job. What's the difference if you could have done less? But you need one thing for Shmira, and you're only doing one thing, and Enechanami, you could have done a different thing. You did this thing. Who cares? Now, Shengen, if you don't need Shmira, or like Taisa's case where you already have Shmira and you don't need one more thing, that more thing is Stamasr. That does nothing to do with Hananya. Adkan the Sugya. And now, I want to go into the lumdus a little bit of the sugya, and going through some of the machlekesim we already spoke, and including other machlekesim that we'll speak about, and working out the lumdus lefi the different shittas. And I have to say, I got a lot of this year A lot of these svaras I got from the Dibros Moshe has a Muradika share on the sugya, but I'm not saying the svaras exactly the way he says it. I don't understand it that well the way he says it. I'm saying it in my nusach, although it's very similar. And the cheshbon also, I'm not using exactly his cheshbon, but I have to mention it because al kopanim, the svaras and the cheshbon were at least inspired by the Dibros Moshe. Also, the Maram Kazis, it's a sefer written about 300 years ago from the Maram Kazis from Italy. He also says these svaras a little bit. He starts off that way. See, the Maram Kazis starts off with a chakira. Why is a behem allowed to go out? Why is the gom allowed to go out with an afsar, a naka b'chatam, a sus, a chamar could go out with an afsar, a lubi, with the lubding of the prumbia? Why is shmira not called a masai? So he has two mahalchim. One mahalach is since the behemah needs the shmira, because if the behemah runs away, it's going to be in big trouble. So it's something for the tzayrich of the behemah, that's what makes it not a masi. Anything for the tzayrich of the behemah is not a masi. If it's for the tzayrich of the balim, you put a load on the behemah, it's for the tzayrich of the balim, that's a masi. But if it's the tzayrich of the behemah, it's not a masi, just like we see by Parah Aduma. Whatever you put there for your own tzayrich, passels it. Whatever you put there for the parah's tzayrich, doesn't passel it. That's one tzad. But then he has another tzad, even if it's not a tzarech for the behemah, but as long as it's urchei, that's not called a masi. And the Dibros Moshe expands on this, and again, I'm not saying exactly his svara, but he makes like two tzadim like this. The tzad that anything that's urchei is not called a masi is the yisayin that a behemah also has the same thing like a person has the inyan of clothing. The pshat is, why is clothing not called carrying on Shabbos? When a person wears clothing, or a person wears something lanoi, it's not called carrying on Shabbos, why not? Teretz is because it's not a masli, it's a malbush. There's a concept of malbush. The Teretz said you can't carry something, that's when you're carrying it. When you're wearing it, that's not carrying it. It's a malbush. The halacha recognizes the difference between something which you're transporting, or something which is part of you, part of your accessories. Rashi constantly calls that a tachshit. That's you. That's a malbush. That you're not called carrying or transporting. That can't be hetzah. So it is a tzad that a behemah also has that musig. And if that would be true, so that would be totally an urche. Something which belongs on an animal, that's a derech. An animal's supposed to have this for whatever reason. That's a normal thing. That's a tachshit, that's a malbush, that's not hetzah. But the other tzad is that a behemoth doesn't have such a thing. A person has such a thing. Behemoths don't have malbushim. Something a behemoth needs for shmira, that's like bottle to the behemoth. But it's not like it's a malbush. That's like bottle to the behemoth. If it needs it, it becomes bottle to the behemoth. You don't consider it carrying it. But not avert the malbush. Urchei doesn't play a role. Now, on that side, that we're not going to al tzurchei, that makes it into a malbush, we're going to because the behemah needs it. So there's the question, what if the behemah doesn't need it, but the owner needs it? So this, I'm on a red eye, see, I don't think Rav Eshe's red eye says exactly, if the owner needs it because he just wants extra things, so that's the masli. Anytime the owner puts something on a behemah to carry it, the owner wants that thing being carried. But here the pshat is like this. It's something which enhances the behemah, but it's not something that the behemah itself would care about. It's something that enhances the behemah for the owner's use. It makes the behemah more roi for what the owner needs. It doesn't make the behemah more roi for its needs. It makes the behemah more roi for its owner's needs. So then you can clear. And we'll see later in the parak also. Maybe since he owns the behemah, his behemah, the behemah is his, so anything that serves, anything that enhances the behemah, as far as the owner, for the owner's perspective, for the what the owner needs, it's also not called, it's also bottled to the behemah. Well, no, maybe it's only something that the behemah itself would need. Like Derech HaShulchan mentions a svara, that if the behemah would have das, it would want it. Let's say he says, like the Mishnah says later, that a sheep could go out with a cover over its wool to keep the wool white. Even though the behemah doesn't care about the wool being white, it's not something that will affect the behemah. It's because the behemah doesn't have das. a behem would understand and have das and be able to sell its wool, the behem also would want its wool to be white. Ravash is saying a different swerve. Since he owns the behema, so his needs are a chelik of the behema. Al kaponim, that's the chakira. Is it the pshat that behemoths could have like malbushim and then it'll be totally an urchei? Well, behemoths don't have malbushim. It's something which is necessary for the behemoth becomes batal to the behema. And that's also a chakira necessary mitzad the bailam or necessary mitzad the behema also. So one place we have this machlokes very clearly is lanai. Rashi on the Mishnah says that the balei shir, kol balei shir, yetzim b'shir, Rashi says it's like the klovim, shal tzayodim v'chayistan shenoysim shir l'tzavarim lanai. Rashi says they put a shir on that neck, lanai. So the reason why they wear the shir is lanai. Then in Yetzin Nimshachim and Yetzin Kruchim that we have, the Rashi says that the reason why they could be Yetzin Kruchim, Rashi says, even for Noi, it's the Derech. Taisa says, no, Taisa de Masko Yetzin Kruchim says, no, it says by the Ritzua Shebein Karnei Par that Lanai, everyone holds its Asir. So he says that the Shir is always meant for Shmira. The Shail is what type of Shmira, that if it's Kruchim, you could grab onto it, you're able to, when the behemoth runs away, you're able to grab it. And the question is Kruchen called the Shmir or not? What's the Svaris of Machlaikis? No, so the Rishonim say, Menach, that what does Rashi do with Taisis Kasha from the Ritzur Shemen Karne, part of the Evanals and Oyezasir? So the Rishonim say, it's not Urchei. It's not Urchei. To make a Ritzur Ben Karne, part of the Noy is not Urchei. But when it's Urchei, so even if it's a Noy, it's Mutter. At least according to the Pshat of Yetzin Imshachem and Yetzin Kruchen. And you have later in the Gemara that a bell, or going out with a bell, where the Gemara says it's asr because it looks like you're taking it to the market, and Rashi would learn from Pshutai that otherwise it'll be mutter, even though a bell is lanai, but it's mutter. And Taisa says because it's batal to the afsar, it becomes a chelik of the afsar. But you have that machlokes. So the chayr, that's what it's talian. That according to Rashi, it is a heter of malbush. So anything urche will become a malbush. Mashenkein, according to Taisis, you don't have a heter of malbush, just a tzayrich. So no, he's not a tzayrich, so never would work. Now, Taisis points out that even if Yom Terusi is serta is aser, but it's not always aser, because you see clearly, it says in the Mishnah that Sus goes out with a shear, and it says in the Braisa that Sus goes out with the afsar. So you see, Taisa doesn't bring this raya. Other Rishonim bring the raya. Taisa brings the raya from the Luvdikim. In the Mishnah it says that the Luvdikim goes out with a Prumbia, and the Braisa it says a Luvdikim go out with an afsar. And a Chamar, which could go out with an afsar, can't go out with a Prumbia. Only a Chamar Sheisker Roim could go out with a Prumbia. But a regular Chamar can't go out with a Prumbia. But a Luvdikim can do an afsar or a Prumbia. So Taisa says that it's not called the Terusi Yisertav Urchen Nami Bachiv L'chashiv Masri. The Rishonim say, the Beis Yosef brings down the Sefer Chumas and the Smak, because you can't be Mitzamsim so much. You can't make exact Shmira. You want to add a little bit so not to be Mitzamsim in the Shmira. So this alone, you don't have to learn that the Heter is Urchei, meaning like a Malbush. You could learn like the way the Beis Yosef says it. If it's normal to be meisif a little bit in the Shmira, and it's a normal thing to require more Shmira, that's not called Yiserta Bechal. It's not the same svar as the Balamar, which is Klug Metzalim, which is clearly Yiserta, but it's a derech for people to do this Yiserta, not because they want to be meisif a little bit in the Shmira, but Stam, what do they care? So it's overkill, but it doesn't matter. It's just as convenient. There you'd need a heter, I would think, in the Balamar, that it's a Malbush, the sign of Malbush. Now, Shenkin Taisis, his extra Shmira, that you could do a little bit extra, the pshat is that's called the Shmira of the animal. The Shmira of the animal is not precise, that's called the Shmira of the animal. But what's interesting is that there's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Ritva, that we have, and there's a Mashmayis that way in the Mulchamis, but the Ritva says it very clearly. Taisus says in Nusach that the pshat is afsa is good enough, but a prumbi is extra. Well, let's say by the sus, you could say that an afsa is good enough. A shear is a little extra. But other Rishonim say a completely different pshat. They say Be'etzim Afs is not good enough for Livdikin. It's really substandard, but it's still good. The Gemara says that Naka, if you use an Afsar, that definitely doesn't work. So the Rishayim say Nusach, because it's not a Shmir B'chlal. You put an Afsar on a Naka, it doesn't do anything. Then it's a Masi. But let's say it does some Shmir, it's just not enough. Some Rishayim say that's good, because the Mice is doing Shmir. Not enough Shmir, but it's doing something. As long as it's functioning, that's also good enough. But Taisis and other Rishayim, and this is how the Pais can bring it down, hold no. Anytime it's not doing the full Shmir, an adequate Shmir, it's already a Masri. So I think it's also totally B'cholonat. This is my own Svar. That the Pshat is like this. If you hold that there's no Musig of Malbush by an animal, it's just because what an animal needs is batal to the guf. So if it's not doing an adequate job, it's not batal to the guf. What's called an animal needs, that could be variable. You could say that two different things could both fit the category of animal needs. It's Eif Shel Tzamtzem. It doesn't have an exact thing. But if it's clearly inadequate, even if it's doing something, but so what? That can't be batal. Now, Shein Kein, if there's a musig of Malbush, so it could be you don't need Urche for that. As long as Vinish Vid is doing something, it's protecting. It's not protecting as much as you need. But it's protecting, it's better than nothing. So if it is protecting, it could be a Malbush. It could get a Chaloy Shein Malbush because it's doing something. It's doing something important. Okay, it's not doing the best job that you'd want. You'd want something better. You need something better. But in the lack of something better, this is good. If you hold you need it to be bottled to the guf because it's needed for Shmira, so if it doesn't do an adequate job, it doesn't become bottled to the guf. But if you hold there's a musig of Malbush, so anything which the animal taka is gaining from, that could be called a Malbush. As a menach. But either way, there's a machlokes rishonim in this musig, when the Gemara says that if it's less, it's a masui. Kama rishonim, Taisus and other rishonim hold anything which is less than adequate is a masui, even if it's doing something. But the Ritva brings other rishonim and no, less than adequate is also good. It's also not a masui. Only when it's doing nothing, it's a masui. A naka ba'afser is nothing. Ulayesh la'azbar al pianal. Now, derech zeh, when we discuss the machlokes rishonim, that the Ritva and the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Baruch Bal Sefer HaTshuma, throws in a musig, that even if the Terusi Yisaita is not a masui, because the Terusi Yisaita is doing something. I could have done less, but I didn't do less, so I'm doing this. So that's not a masui. Hashem, if I don't eat anything, like a parah with a ritzuah, and I put on a ritzuah, or who and then if I only need an afsar, and I put on an afsar and a resen, that's a masa even according to Chananya, because this extra thing is not doing anything. And Taisus holds not that way. I think the svar is like this. Taisus, who doesn't hold to the musig of Malbush, so he holds that the Terusi is serta, not being a masa is the pshat, that there's no such thing as too much shmira. Even unnecessary shmira is called shmira. A behemah needs shmira, so anything you do for shmira is batal for the behemah. If it's not doing shmira, it's doing an inadequate shmira, which is not a shmira, so that's not a shmira. That's a masli. But if it's doing shmira, even though you have a shmira without it, it doesn't matter. It's doing shmira. It's doing a job, even if you don't need it. But if the aside is that it has to become a shame malbush, and the Urche alone is not going to make it a Shem Malbush. The Shem Malbush is going to come on your day that it's something which it needs. So if the Pshat is it needs something, and this is doing the same job, so why can't it be a Malbush? I could have done less. So what? According to Taisus, the Hisafa Shmir is a Masri. According to them, it's not the Vart. The Shal is it a Malbush or not? As long as you need this, you need something, and this is good enough, so It will be called a Malbush. Kane, if you don't need it, because it has a Shmira without it, so the Pshat is, it's redundant. Even though it's causing Shmira, but it has a shmir without it. It's completely redundant. You can't call that a malbush then. As I can declare in the lumdus in the sugya.